City systems analyst Jim DeGennaro is busy installing repeaters in shop windows throughout the city. Over the next couple of weeks, he's hoping to make downtown Sitka one big wireless hotspot. But don't cancel your DSL service just yet. DeGennaro says the city system isn't intended for robust internet use, and the bandwidth has been limited to avoid competition with private internet providers.
It is intended for the small handheld devices and for some limited use with laptops. It is much better than dial-up, but not nearly as good as a broadband connection. But it's very good for just casual browsing of the internet, purchasing Facebook. It would work just fine.
The signal is also weaker inside buildings, and because it's a shared network, the connection speed is likely to slow at peak hours. But the service is free and accessible to anyone. The equipment and initial service contract cost the city approximately $10,000 and was paid for with money from the cruise ship head tax. DeGennaro says the network was intended primarily as a convenience for visitors, but he expects the city will find a way to maintain the service year-round.
With the funding for the cruise ships, that's only being funded for activity during the cruise ship season. So someone will have to pick up the extra $200 a month for the six-month off-season. So the initial expense is the big thing, and it's only a couple $100 a month to supply the ongoing internet service. It makes sense to keep it running.
At the moment, coverage is limited, but DeGennaro will be placing nearly 30 devices throughout the downtown area over the next few weeks. The repeaters are small white boxes that could fit in your pocket, but DeGennaro says don't try it. He's put special stickers on the back of each repeater.
They say, "This device provides for Wi-Fi internet for our visitors. This device will only work with the city system, and this device will automatically report its location if it's turned on." So that's hopefully to make sure they don't disappear and go into people's homes, because I will find out, oh, they're at somebody's house, and I can go investigate it. So it's really it's nothing that you'd want to take.
Public wireless has been available in Centennial Hall, City Hall, and the Kettleson Library for almost 2 years. Jerry Von Rakowski is the technical services director for the library. She says that since the library went wireless in 2007, they've been inundated with web surfers. On a busy day, staff have a hard time finding places for people to sit. And she says the number of wireless users can double or triple on cruise ship days. Von Rakowski doesn't expect the library traffic to slow now that the city's wireless program has expanded. She says that even when there's only room to sit on the floor, most days, it's still more comfortable than sitting outside. In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.